Good morning, everyone, afternoon or evening, based on where you're joining us here today, and welcome to our coaching Q&A session. Today is Wednesday, October 6, 2021, and this is week one, our very first live coaching Q&A session as we begin this session together in this course, in this eight-week journey. I'm so excited that you're here and so looking forward to this session. This is truly my favorite call of the week, simply because there's magic that happens here when we gather. When people ask me, Tiff, what are your favorite things to do? Of all the things you do, from podcasting and speaking and coaching and large events and all the things, you know, and it's like, and I love it all. I truly do, right? There's just joy infused in my work. I regularly thank God in prayer and in writing and my gratitude journal for work that I love to do. Yet if I had to say, where it just gets the richest and my favorite is when I'm in small, intimate group, right, where we connect and we go rich and we go deep. And we have around 35, 36, 37 people signed up in this course, those that are joining in live. I know not all of you are able to make it every single week. But what happens here in the magic, right, is the power of sharing an intimate group space. And the power of what someone else is going to share today, or maybe several shares, are going to have gems exactly for you. So you may choose to share and raise your hand. I invite you to do that. This is your time, your space. You've paid for it. If there's a question on your heart or something you want support with or you want to strategize, that's entirely up to you if you choose to raise your hand. If you want to raise your hand, I'm going to give you a little structure and guidance on this. You raise your hand by pressing *2 on your keypad. If you've dialed in, if you're joining us off your phone here today, you press *2, and it's the same thing every single week. So if you want to pop your hand up on my monitor, it'll notify me and I'll see that, and then I'll come unmute you and we can share live. If you're on the web call, then I'm going to invite you on your screen. There's a little button there that says raise hand, and you can simply click that button as well. But again, here's the magic. Is you sometimes are going to share, and you might even be nervous to do that at times, and I get you, but I also, you're here for growth, and we're going to face that comfort zone, face those nerves sometimes for some of you, and you're going to share, and some of the things you share will be exactly what other people in the group need to hear, and here's the magic, is sometimes you don't even know you need to hear it. Someone else is going to share something, or you're going to share something, and the way that it lands in other people, or you'll be hearing it with someone else's share, is like, wow, I didn't even think to ask that, but I really needed to hear that, or that's a great perspective. Because as unique and different as you are in hair color, height, musical taste, foods that you love, where you live around the world, the truth of the matter is humans, we have so much more in common, and there'll be universal themes that you're working on that will apply to someone else. And so, again, this is why I just love this session every week, is because, I don't know, because it's open freestyle coaching. It's not pre-planned coaching, right, or I have a lecture prepared. It's you and I riffing off topics and things that come up. And the magic of that is you see the universal themes that apply to every single one of us. So even if you're in a different business, a different industry, different age, different challenge, there's often a thread that we go, oh, man, I can see that, or I can relate to that. So just simply the warmest welcome wherever you may be joining in from today. I am going to invite you to create some focus space for yourself. So go ahead and do that now. Go ahead and log off if you're currently logged into email. Close out your email. If you're on social media apps, go ahead and log off of those. You may even want to put your phone face down so you don't see the experience of something popping up on your screen and that you have that maybe as a distraction, right? So give yourself that focused space. If you're on the go, totally stay with us. That's fine too. But maybe you grab a warm cup of your favorite beverage or some water, your notebook. And I just invite you to drop into on a blank sheet of paper if you want to open to that. I invite you to lead out with what's new and good in my life. What am I grateful for? Something that you're feeling that's new and good for you. Go ahead and jot that down as well. And then secondly, the question of what's up for me? What am I curious about? Where am I stuck? Challenged by? What do I want to strategize? And the things about the Q&A session is you can ask whatever you want. Make sure you understand, like truly. So even though like Monday's session and this week we're establishing some self-care habits, your morning ritual and your mirror work and your joy list and looking at really starting to align yourself into a higher energetic frequency, right? And we talked through that. You may have a question about social media today, which we're going to cover on week six. Or you might have a question about mentoring or leadership or a question about time management. You can ask whatever question you want that's relevant for you, that's popping up or showing up for you. So as you share, as I unmute you and as we first get started here, I'm going to invite you to say your name and where you're from. And then I'm going to ask that you share something that's new and good for me is, or something I'm grateful for is, and that you lead out your share with something that's going well or something that's positive. That's absolutely the way that I'm going to ask that all of you every single week lead out is something new and good or a win or a victory or something I'm grateful for is part of helping the brain and helping our own mindset is focusing on the win. It's so easy as humans to always focus on the lack or what's missing or what do I want to improve or this is what I need help with and we're going to get there. That's the second part of your share. But it's really important to practice, right? We talked about that on Monday, not about perfect, but we're moving into a progress mindset and a practice concept where you're practicing more often putting your brain in that positive space, right? No one's brain's in positive space all the time. Sure is not. Nope. But we practice like, hey, let's acknowledge the progress. Let's acknowledge the good that's taking place for you. Couple of just simple housekeeping items just to revisit briefly is we have a Zoom meet and greet tomorrow where we'll be on camera together. That is not mandatory, but if you can join us for part of it or all of it, that would be amazing. We kick off at the same time, 9 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Mountain. That session is blocked off for 90 minutes versus an hour just because of how many participants, and we get to know each other and see and where you're from and what you're about and what drew you here and what's kind of up for you at this magical season of your life, and you just get to know more of the community. So that Zoom meet and greet and that email with the link and ability to join will be showing up in your inbox first thing in the morning. So just make note of that and plug it into your calendar to join us at all possible. Secondly, some of you have still not yet joined our Facebook group. Not all of you are on Facebook, but if you haven't yet joined that group, I'm going to encourage you to do so. Well, there'll be additional quotes there and concepts, and you can ask any question you want in the interim of our live coaching Q&A sessions. That's a great place to be connected. Again, it's Success Academy Autumn 2021. We've been linking it in the email, but you can also search that on Facebook that you get connected there. And finally, the last final housekeeping item just to remind you of is if you'd like an accountability buddy, an accountability partner while you go through this course, I highly encourage that. Make sure you've let Heather know that by today, heather@tiffanyspeaks.com. And at random, she and her team will be partnering you up with another participant in the course, an opportunity for you to meet a new friend, to support one another. Sometimes you become besties, sometimes you become each other's clients. Right? It's just a great way, though, to add another layer where someone one-on-one with you, right, is helping you say, where are you at and how are you doing? And let's check in and to be accountable to each other to help support you in the progress you're wanting to see. All right. So let's transition into some open coaching Q&A. I invite you to drop into that, what's new and good. If in your heart and you say, okay, yeah, I'd like to share. And again, one of the things I just invite you with sharing is you're going to share something new and good, and then you're going to move into what's your question or what your share is, hey, I'm learning this, or can you clarify this, or this is up for me. Sometimes we have the temptation that we want to tell an entire backstory, you know, like a 20-minute backstory to an entire situation. And while it's valuable to give me a little bit of concept, I think to help us streamline and get through as many shares as possible and stay in that space is to kind of succinctly summarize or move in directly to your question, right? And so just as a little side note to help us set us up to thrive with that. I see a couple of hands that are starting to pop up. Again, if you'd like to raise your hand, press star 2. get yourself in the queue. Or again, if you're on webcast, simply click the button on your screen that says raise hand. I'm coming first to, it says Michelle in Hutchinson, Kansas, joining in via web. Michelle, you're unmuted if you want to say hello, if indeed you are in Kansas. And
hello.
Good for you. Hi.
Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay, good. Well, let's see. I was thinking about my gratefulness, and I'm a homeschooling mom of five children, and I am grateful that my children have been just really gracious and really good just about, they know this is coming on. I've told them about it, and that they just go and do their own thing, and they know not to ask me for anything during that time. And that to me is huge. So I'm very grateful for that. So my question today was, I was thinking about my finances, and I know I can be extremely obsessive about them and trying to make sure that I've got everything in the little places it's supposed to be. But I know that when I do that, I can become, like I said, extremely obsessive about it. And so I wondered if you come to a place when you just put your head down and you set everything in place with your budget and then just don't look at it again other than just paying the bills and doing those things. Do you just like put your head down and stop looking at them for a while? Because I feel like that's kind of what I need to be doing, but like input.
I love this question. And welcome, Michelle. I'm so glad you're joining us. And way to lead out. Being our first asker, right, of the Q&A sessions and leading out with a rich question of like, let's talk money, honey, money, honey. So I like you all to think about, because see, again, this is universally applicable, of looking at your own money mindset and how you have a relationship with money. And if you were just to tell me, just take a poll to more often than not, what's the energetic vibe for you around money?
Are you asking me?
What are your dominant? I am asking you. So what are your dominant feelings most often about money?
Honestly, it's kind of a panicky feeling because I am a single mom and trying to make everything happen. And so when I look at it, I can feel not like full blown anxiety, but I can feel that comes up.
Yeah. Totally. And for a lot of people, that is the case. And there's been times where my money life had a lot of fear in it and a lot of like, oh my gosh, is there never enough? Is it enough? I'm not sure. Oh, and there could be this underlying anxiety current, right? That when we look at the law of attraction or vibration or energy being in alignment with, is coming back to, for me, the opposite of anxiety isn't peace. The opposite of anxiety for me is trust. So I'm going to invite you to consider some trust affirmations, because trust creates peace for me, but peace is a fruit of trust. And so for me, affirmations like, I am taken care of, God or universe has my back, things are working out for me, I allow money to flow easily and effortlessly to me. Now, we're going to talk about money from both mindset and skill set, right? Because some of you might be saying, yeah, but Tiff, I need more than just some nice, pretty comments. I need to make some cash. And I feel you, right? We'll talk about both, but everything is energy. We touched on this on Monday and also read in reverse, energy is everything. And so if I'm regularly in a vibrational match to stress, panic, judgment, fear, you stress me out, money, you're in a friendship with money. And if you're my friend and I'm regularly saying, Michelle, you're never enough for me. You freak me out. You're the root of all evil. You're this, you're that. There's all this energy sometimes in judgment. But even just as you're saying, sometimes this light panic or this anxiousness and stressing and worrying. And sometimes we stress and worry because it gives us a sense of control. Because if I sit and worry about this, at least I'm not going to get caught off guard. I'm not going to get blindsided. I want to be the watchman on the tower. Sometimes that's how I describe my anxiety, is like, let's survey all the land over and over again. And so coming back to energetically first, mindset first, is Write that down for me in your notes. What do I choose to believe about money? Write that down for me in your notes. And the rest of you listening, if money is up for you, I'm inviting you again to plug right in to be doing this with your own work. But that you're saying, okay, what's the flow? What's the mindset? The story? What do I choose to believe? What are my affirmations? And maybe part of your mirror work is that you say some of those statements. Because most of us have never been homeless. I do have some friends, literally, I was texting with a great friend of mine today who now has sold multiple multi-million dollar businesses. And at one point of his life, he was into some challenges. He was literally homeless, and he got out of that situation. But most of us have truly never been homeless. But things do have a way of working out, whether it's like, hey, I got support from my church, or I ended up finding this, you know, part-time job that helped supplement my income, or a new client came in right when I needed them, is that it's, I want to reinforce, life is working out for me. God or universe has my back. I allow myself to have a new experience with money, because this isn't new for you. It didn't just show up yesterday to say, oh, I'm going to be stressed about money and I'm going to ask for my coaching call tomorrow, but this is a brand new thing for me. This has been a relationship for you, as it's been for all of you. So we start to shift it by shifting the mindset and the belief, and we anchor into trust. Sometimes we call that faith or belief that, you know what, life, God, source, universe, it's helping take care of me, is thrilled about me. I believe, if you can just mute the background of that for just a moment so we create a clean recording, that's great. And then we'll unmute. I'm not going to mute you, but if you'll just manage your own phone on that for your webcast. But often, you know, I believe that your maker, your higher power, God, universe, is crazy about you, cherishes you, loves to see you happy and thriving. Now, sometimes that's a different mindset shift, is we're more like, oh, like, I just feel like I'm always getting it wrong with God or universe or stuff, you know, and it's shifting out of that. And it's trusting in yourself and trusting in a bigger power than you, that you're being taken care of, that you're being led. I do have a handful of money books I recommend on my website under free resources is a recommended reading list. And there's a whole section on money, but I'm going to point you to my favorite on that list. And it's hard to pick a favorite, but if I was to say most all-encompassing is going to be that you read a book called The Law of Divine Compensation by Marianne Williamson. The Law of Divine Compensation by Marianne Williamson. My mastermind ladies, some of them are here in Success Academy this session too. We just did this gorgeous mastermind with women around the world through the summer, and we read that book together as a collective. It's my most read book next to Holy Scripture that I've read multiple times in a year or listen to on Audible. So that's another great resource to give you some muscles in that, to give you some support, to strengthen, to help you become, create some new neural net and some new vibration around it. And then for me, when I'm thinking about money, and I often, and if it's like more, is allowing there to be creative space. It's like, how can I create more? Right? Do I believe in having a budget? Or some people don't like the word budget. It might have, you know, a negative energy for them, but having a financial plan, a prosperity plan. Oh, I like how that sounds because I love alliteration. But a prosperity plan or a budget. I did, you know, I do love Dave Ramsey, has some great stuff, Total Money Makeover. I've spoken for his company and group around the U.S. a couple years back where it was part of his conference and speaking around sales and so forth. And I really think he has some great content to help with, you know, the practical, perhaps structure side if someone's trying to get out of debt or get their emergency funds built and things like that. But in your mind, on week two, next week, we're going to talk in detail about vision and goals for all of you, for every area of your life, is to be setting goals of growth, right? Of like, here's where I want to be, and that I want to have this kind of abundance and this kind of, you know, things happening. But I just share, Michelle, and I'm going to ask that you unmute yourself again, that we can check in together on this. But for me, a lot of my life, I grew up with a single mom like you, so hats off to you. Gosh, now we might get all in my feels. But the reality is we didn't have much. but we had so much love, I never knew we were, quote, poor, and that's all relative. We've always had a roof over our head, always had clothes, and always had food. We have a lot of the extras that maybe some of the kids I went to school with had. But I'll tell you, so I grew up a lot with some, for myself, a lot of fear around money, and I would put money away and money away and money away. But I remember having this awareness. I remember years ago, this is many moons back, I read a book by Susie Orman called The Courage to Be Rich. And it really helped me do some resolving and releasing and rewriting of a new money story. I also love the book by Wallace Wattles, The Science of Getting Rich. You'll see that on the recommended reading list too. But those resources, I have intentionally created a new relationship. And you are in a relationship with money. And ideally to get into a place where it's friendly and it's trustworthy. And that we utilize, again, some of those resources, but to create a whole new experience with money. But I had to do that intentionally. And so I read and studied and prayer and thoughtfulness and practice and choosing to train my brain to see the abundance in my life and to acknowledge it and to trust it and to become friendly and in a good, trustworthy relationship with it, right? You can definitely shift it. I have a great relationship with money now. There's always plenty. There's always enough. I'm always taken care of and then some. And it's like, but I had to shift the inner work first to help the outer world match it. So I want you to unmute yourself. Oh, it looks like maybe, oh, there you are, sis. I'm going to come back to you and unmute you and just check in. Does that help give you some ways to at least get started of how to help you shift it?
It really does. I have not heard of that book, but I love listening to Audible books, and I listen to them multiple times. So that's a really great way for me to read the Law of Divine Compensation. So, yeah. I do like that. I never thought about it that, I mean, it seems so simple, but money is my friend. And, you know, would I be afraid of my friend? I mean, we are working together, so it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so true. Now, tell me, what kind of, are you corporate employed? Do you have your own business, a side hustle? What are you doing on the work front of your life?
Okay, well, I clean houses when my children are not with me. And then I have a home business that I work also. And I'm hoping to get out of house cleaning so that I can full-time work from home and not have to do the giant scramble.
So let me just, if I may, share this. Is one, let's set some goals for that home business that's going to grow. It's going to grow in this season. I promise you, if you show up, and you do the work that I coach you to do, you will see growth there.
Great.
Not because it's TIFF, but because it's principle-based. And if you'll do the principles always work if you work them. And so I ask that you say, I'm going to lean in and take this serious. I'm going to see a return to this investment. I want you to pay for this course in the next 30 days. But I want to say this. Work is work, and it's noble, and it's respectable. So I want you to shift your energy about when you just said, you know, I clean houses when my kids aren't here. I want you to hold your head high, queen, because that is noble, the way that you're showing up for your kids and your family. And the reality is you're helping someone else have beauty and flow and peace in their home. That's great service and great value. And I just honor you in that. And in the time where you're like, yes, I'm clear, I want to transition out of that. But while you're there, and this goes for any of you, if you're saying, well, I'm still corporate employed, I'm still in this position, part-time, full-time, and it's not my dream, I want to do my other thing full-time, that's the dream, cool. But while you're there, you know, the quote that says, be where your feet are, when you're in the homes doing the cleaning or you're at the corporate job or you're doing the stuff, I want you to show up and bring your best energy to that space. And watch God or the universe just magnify you. Because sometimes we think, gosh, well, once I'm here, then I'll be, and it's we are that person now where we add value wherever we go. Because you are adding so much value to people's lives in the work that you're doing. But I want you to hold yourself in the energy of being a queen and enjoy. And in like, while you're there, you're just pouring light and love into that space. Gosh, you're just, Michelle, out of the gate, you were just bringing up all my feelings.
Well,
I just unmuted you, but thank you for the real talk. But yeah, I'm so excited to see you grow in this season. I'm so glad that you're here.
Thank you. Well, I am very glad to be here. I just want to say this. I met you at Align in January of 2020, and you made a big impact on me then. And that was a huge boost for me with business, but then I kind of stalled out. And so I knew that when I felt really excited, nervous, that I should do this with you, because I felt like it was what I needed to do to get me going again. So thank you.
You're welcome, love. You're so welcome. Thank you for bringing real talk, leading out, and you already have me all in my feels where I'm like, oh boy, I'm getting all emotional, but I just feel you, and I just have so much love for you already, and I'm just glad that you're here, and thank you for showing up with an open heart.
Thank you.
Thank you for that share today. You're welcome. Okay, I'm coming next to Shannon from Frisco, Texas. You are unmuted, love, if you want to lead out and say what's new and good for you, and then whatever your question or share may be.
Good morning. I'm excited to be here with you, love. My new and good is this week I've really been delving into self-care and worthiness and how they kind of walk hand in hand, and how that changed up my own spiritual walk and how that impacted people that I'm close with as well. So I've really enjoyed diving into that this week and just, you know, really learning more about it. And it's been really good. So that leads me to my what's up. So my Facebook is like friends and family and, you know, people I've met and come in contact with through my business. And then Instagram is, I do have friends some, but mainly I'm getting most friends from new people, right? Filling that funnel through Instagram. And so my question is social media. Because my Facebook is majority friends, is there benefit to keeping all of my personal stuff and personal opinions in Facebook and really creating this niche in my Instagram account to where I'm really breaking it down and connecting with people that I, you know, that niche that, so that's my question. Do you separate the two? Is there benefit to that? Do you post both to both? And, or how personal do you get in your personal life? Like, hey, my kid dancing in Kroger, which I did on Instagram the other day. But it's that kind of thing. Or how much do you put out there? Do you try to stay business minded in it in order to draw in that niche? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes. So let me ask you this, is what are your favorite accounts to follow? Like when you think about the top three or four accounts you just love to follow, what's the theme? How are they doing it?
They stay.
Are they a mix?
Yeah, it's inspiration, motivation. Obviously, that's what I'm drawn to. Coaching, Instagram, you know, that's really what I'm drawn to the most. And that's why I'm drawn to it. A lot of them don't put posts in stories except to, like, repost. And they show, I love how you do it in Instagram. You show bits and pieces of life, but you also then mirror it back to business. Does that make sense? Like you connected the life of the business in that niche. Love that.
Yeah. And I think y'all on week six, when we talk about this in detail, but let's cover a couple of things, is pay attention this week to the accounts you love to follow and why, because the vibe, right? And an alignment, but similar is that's a reflection of you. And do I think there's a hard textbook line on this that there's only one right way to do it? No. You do what's best for you. I personally like an integrated account. I want to see the whole person. Right now, it may be more business-focused, inspiration-focused, health or wellness coaching, like the work that you're a part of, focused, yes. But it's a whole lifestyle, right? We call it lifestyle sharing, where we do see that your cute kids and making your favorite cookies or getting a, you know, your new manicure, right? To, hey, health and wellness coaching and supplements and education where it's whole person, it's integrated. That is my personal preference and what I see, I think, does really well. Are there some accounts that will only have quotes? Yes. Are there some accounts that will only do business or only do personal? Yes. So do I think it's right or wrong? No. I don't think there's a hard and fast. It's do what you love and what you're drawn to, because we're drawn to other people that are, that is a match for ourselves, right? And so I do think on week six, you'll see this. It's already in your workbook if you want to flip ahead there. But I love, there's a posting formula my good friend Mari Smith, I learned from her in San Diego in the fall. This is around this time frame of 2009. And this is when, you know, social media was just new on the cusp, and it was treated in my mind for myself more like, oh, this is a game, like a fun thing, like a video game, right? And she was saying this will become the new frontier of business and life and connection and so forth. Instagram wasn't even around. Snapchat was not around, you know, but Facebook was out there, Twitter was out there, and this kind of thing. And she shared this simple formula that I really think is great coaching. She says 80% of your shares are value add of your posts, right? The quotes, the education, the tips, the mindset, the recipes, those types of things. There's value add. And then she said 10% is personal sharing, right? Like, hey, favorite recipe, or my kiddos, if you want to share your kiddos. Some of you don't want to do that publicly, and totally respect what's right for you. But the personal share, here's where you're traveling, or here's these cute pants or cute scrunchies. I bought this cutest scrunchie stack at H&M last week, you know, and I put that on my stories, which some of you may have seen. It's all these great colors. Like, is this not adorable? So from scrunchies to business coaching to recipes to travel to mindset work is what you're going to feel with my account. But again, that's how I like to do it. But is it the only way? But I love that Mari said that. So about 80% of what I'm sharing is going to be quotes, coaching, value add, support, 10% personal share, and 10% can be sales or marketing. So 80, 10, and 10. And I think that's some good guidance that I know every time I do a quote marketing or a sales post, whether on the feed or in stories, that my next several posts or shares are going to then be back to value add and personal sharing. Do I think you have to honor that to a T as well? No. Some of you, it might be more like 60, 40, 60% value add, business oriented, and, you know, 30% personal sharing in your life, and 10%, you know, marketing and sales. Is I like it to be integrated. And I think you see people do really well because it also builds trust. One of the things I've watched Brendon Burchard do intentionally with his own brand, I've known him personally and followed his brand for a long time, is he used to be all business all the time. And he doesn't have the same level of growth and warmth and connection until he started sharing more about his wife and some personal things and things of that nature, because people, partly how you grow trust in your business is it's like, hey, yeah, I feel her, or I get that, or I'm seeing these different elements. You also don't have to put everything in your life online either. It definitely holds space for privacy, but where we get a flavor, Gary Vaynerchuk, he's a great social media teacher. He does use some colorful language at times, but he has some great stuff. He's been around a long time, like my good friend Mari Smith. And I really love Jasmine Starr. Just met and spoke with her on the same platform last Saturday. Jasmine Starr is great to follow for social media coaching and training as well. But from Gary to Mari to Jasmine, but one thing Gary Vaynerchuk has said is people follow personality. And so let us see your personality. Let us see your kids, like, singing and dancing and you doing some of your fun things too. You know, there's this element where then they have a deeper connection. And so when they're saying, gosh, I feel like I know her, right? Like you're saying, newer people are following you. And for the personal side of your life, I used to have two accounts. And I attended a high-level mastermind with women that all in the room had to qualify to make six or seven figures. This is a few Octobers ago. I went to a women's mastermind, about 50 women in the room in Marina Del Rey, California, paid a few grand to be there for 2 days, and it was well worth every red cent. And I sat next to this woman, and at the time I had separated. I had two accounts. I had my Tiff Peterson account on Instagram, and then I had a coaching account. And because I had gone separate thinking, well, I just don't want to like overwhelm my friends from college with my coaching pieces all the time. And I don't want to, you know, and I sat next to this girl who's a fitness coach and influencer. And I was sharing with her and she goes, no, just have one account. And I said, then she explained to me. And then I shared with her, I guess I got underneath it. Oh, well, my fear is, right, what will someone think of me? What if my friend from college is like rolling their eyes because I keep sharing about coaching and positivity and mindset stuff? And she just looked at me and said, is she really your friend if that's how she feels? And if so, like a lot of it's more so about me being in full ownership that my whole life I'm going to be sharing in social media in terms of for me, but I am going to lead heavy with adding value, coaching content, ideas, tips, tools, and then yes, sharing more of the personal. So I don't know. How do you feel about it though? Let me unmute you. It looks like maybe you got muted. Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
How does that land for you?
No, that really sounds good, especially this last portion where you were talking about what your college friend would say. And that just made me really realize that I am being a people pleaser. Why I'm trying to please people that I popped zits with in high school, I have no idea. Why do I care? But I think, you know, what, like I need their buy-in for some reason. Like in my mind, I'm like, well, I need their buy-in too. Not just people that I've met in the last 8 years. I need buy-in from people from college and high school. And but then I said, why do I have to have buy-in to be successful? I don't. I don't need that. So, yeah, so that's really good. That's really good.
Yeah. Well, thank you for asking that, because I think sometimes, you know, again, there's like, oh, well, I want to keep them separate. That's fine. But it's just being clear about that and the intention. But sometimes I get you is that for all of us, one of the biggest fears that every single one of you listening live or to the recording are facing is the fear at some level of what will other people think of me?
Yes.
Right? Like how often is that the fear running the show, and are they going to think I'm a nerd or that? I have faced that fear many times over. And I've also had people who were quote friends or said things that, you know, in sarcastic jest or, hey, Oprah, or hey, Tony Robbins, you know, or who do you think you are? And like, da, da, da. You know, I mean, I have had a few handful of people say things like that, usually in jest, but it's still, it's kind of like, oh boy, you know, and me processing through that. And the truth of the matter, my friends, life is short. Be true to who you are. And if truly someone doesn't like your motivational post or your post with you sharing your product and whatnot, now, do I think you should share your product every post and you're constantly saying, let's buy, order from me, let's get started? No. You want to share more of like, you want to seed it, share it. Yes, directly ask at times, but you're more sharing a lifestyle overall, right, is the case with that. So anyway, great ask, because I know many of you, you're saying, gosh, I want to grow my social media. That's one of my things. But one of the ways I might be holding back is I'm not sharing as much because I'm afraid of what other people will think of me.
Thank you.
You're welcome, love. So glad you're here. Shannon's a beautiful rock star and become a great friend this year, and just love, love, love her. She was in my mastermind this summer and love her vibe. I do hope the rest of you, one of the things I'm going to encourage you to consider doing, and if you want to, Shannon, if you would own this, like post in the Facebook group of, hey, we want to get connected on Instagram, drop your Instagram handle here and let's start that in the Facebook group. But this is a powerful group of thriving, positive people that have come together in Success Academy. And if you're saying, I want to follow some new people, follow each other, get connected on Facebook, on Instagram, LinkedIn, or whatnot, and connect up, right? It's a great thing to consider doing and showing up for each other, and as well as, you know, learning and seeing what everyone else is up to. These are all people that are obviously in a very similar thought process and a current path with you that will be helping you with your own growth. Okay, I am coming next to hand that is up, it looks like. It says Angie McGrew. Oh, girlfriend, I'm so glad you're here. You're unmuted, Angie, if you want to lead out with what's doing good, and then your question or share.
Okay, awesome. It's so good to be here, Tiffany. So actually, I had have had a ton of overwhelm in my life over the last 3 or 4 days. And it all kind of just came to a peak yesterday. We had lost my father-in-law. I had sick kids coming home from driving back from the funeral. I had my four-year-old was bit by a brown recluse. Mm-hmm. And things were just really overwhelming. And I was feeling really overwhelmed with content and reading and homework and my business and all the things. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of was like, you know what? I need to move my body today. And I hadn't moved yesterday, and it was like 10:30 at night. And I was like, you know what? I committed to myself. I'm doing it every day. I have my little tally that I'm doing with my morning ritual and my exercise and all the things. And I need to do it. So even though it was super late last night, I went ahead and did it. I did yoga and then did some weights. And then I went straight to the bathroom. I did my mirror work. I told myself how proud of myself I was for sticking to it and like holding myself to my commitment. I high-fived myself in the mirror, and I was just like, man, that was awesome. Mm. And I didn't go to bed right away, which I probably should have, but it was followed by the clarity I needed to get organized. And I was able to sit down and crank through a ton of stuff in like an hour. And then because I ended the day on such a positive high note, I actually woke up almost an hour earlier than I have been all week, went straight and did my morning routine, my morning ritual, my devotions, and went ahead and got my workout in first thing this morning. And it was just such a game changer for me. So I just wanted to thank you for just like reminding me that it was okay to like start over and do all those things. And it just felt so, so, so amazing.
Y'all give her some love. We're like clapping here. We're just sending her some, you go girl. And we can so relate. It's like, how many times do we get in that space where we're overwhelmed or we get out of the flow and then we're like, no, and we do it. And it's like, gosh, that personal win and victory obtained, even though it was late, probably a little bit tired, all that's been going on, it sounds like, in your life. I just send you so much love. I'm proud of you for like, hey, I'm going to show up for me. And that's really the theme of week one, is I'm going to have a better relationship with me. A perfect one? No. Committed? Yes. Or I'm going to be in commitment with me to help take better care of me. And then it's like, gosh, I woke up earlier. I feel more well-rested. I have more energy to then show up for kids and work and business and life, because it's like I prioritized myself. I honored myself. So thank you for sharing that. And this is a reminder, again, it's not about perfect, right? We touched on that Monday. It's about a new mindset that I'm going to progress with this. I'm going to progress. I'm going to be committed to progression. And I'm going to be committed to then certain practices that help me with that. So I'm so proud of you, love. Thank you for sharing that. Is there a question that is up for you? It looks like you got muted somehow. Okay, there we go. You're unmuted. Is there a question, or you just wanted to share that? Or is there something that else is up for you that you'd like some support around?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, it looks like it muted yourself again. Okay. There we go. And I've unmuted you. Don't touch the screen.
Okay. No,
there we go.
Yeah. I think part of what I was struggling with, and I'll ask it anyways, although I'm feeling much better today about it than I did yesterday, is I was feeling this overwhelm of like, have I committed myself to too much? I want to grow my business and I have really big goals for Q4, but with working full time and all the other things happening in my life, do I have time to do Success Academy and still have time to do my business? And I know Success Academy is going to help me grow my business, but I was like, I only have so much time in the day. And if I'm spending most of that on homework, am I really going to be able to move the needle? And I was just kind of having some doubts about that. Doing that last night proved myself that if I can get the self-care down consistently, about how much clearer and how much faster I was able to work because I was able to take care of myself. And so I think I kind of answered my own question. If you want to elaborate on any of that further, great. But that was kind of what was coming up for me.
I think clearly you saw, obviously, like you're saying, you saw it play full out. But a lot of times I want you guys to consider, I mentioned this on Monday, but there was a whole lot tucked into a rich full session Monday, so it may not have landed as clearly. So I want to pull it out and put a pin. pin to this. Do I need more time to achieve my goals, or do I need more energy to achieve my goals? Well, we need both, right? Often your bigger issue is, do I have the energy? And so when you're dialing Success Academy, see it as like, it's the way that helps all the things on the plate become more effective, more intentional, and therefore you're going to move forward faster with more joy and peace in the book building of your business process. Not perfect, but more of that, and more clarity and more support, so it will expedite your growth. It's not adding more to the plate. Well, yes, there's here and there, like reading and doing some exercises or mirror work. These are things that are energy-rich deposits. So it's like you're running a marathon in fourth quarter, and Success Academy along the journey is going to be handing you the juice cup and the energy bike and the cheerleading and the championing and the you got this and try this. And in this next mile, this is what you want to focus on to really help you take it up a notch. And so you're saying, gosh, oh my, I have support that will help me be more effective, efficient, and help me streamline what I'm doing. Will it be perfect? No. But I love that you already said that. But again, sometimes we go time, and we do a deep dive on time management, time blocking. But I'm going to invite you to consider that as like time blocks. When do I work on and grow my business? I need time for family, like we do weekly planning, right? We go family time, corporate work time. Here's, you know, Tuesday and Thursday nights. This is just an example. We might say, and Saturday mornings from 8 to 10, and then it's kid and family time. I'm really dialed on my business, because what you're after is productivity, because that's what's going to create the results, right? But yeah. It's doing the things that fuel your energy, because see, for me, when I'm doing the do of what we've even laid out just in week one, and you go, I'm living that, I'm consistent with it, I have so much more energy that will help me then follow through more consistently with these other priorities. Because without enough energy, we all do the same types of things where we numb out, we scroll our phone, we do this, we do that, we just kind of get frazzled, we get tired, we get snippy with the kids because we're energetically fried. So again, a lot of times we might say, but that's my one of my core questions in coaching always is, do I have enough energy to achieve my goals? Do I have the support along the path of that marathon to help me get where I'm going? That's the key. It's about energy. The energy trumps time. Because we've all had the experience where you have 1 hour to get a task done and you get it done. And we've also all had the experience, we're honest with ourselves, where we have 8 hours to get a task done and it takes all 8 hours.
Yeah.
But it really only needed an hour. But we get more intentional with our time. We get more focused and we have the energy, the support team in place to help you do that. And it's okay. You are going to have moments, whether with or without Success Academy in the next 90 days, where you do feel overwhelmed. So my hope is you develop a stronger toolbox here, love, and a support system that helps you close the loop faster when you get out of alignment. And that's when I think of coaching is what it's helped do for me is I still get in a funk. I still get overwhelmed. I still get out of alignment. But I close the loop so much faster with the toolbox that I've developed and my own coaching and people have coached me over the years and the sharing that we're creating here in Success Academy. So what does your own gut say though? Does it feel like it's pretty clear for you? Like, oh wait, this is exactly what I need to help me get where I'm going.
Yeah. I think after last night and this morning, I was like a totally different person than I have been the last month. So it definitely was like, nope, I'm right in the right spot where I'm supposed to be. And you're right. That comment that you just said, Tiffany, about energy trumps time, that like I needed that little piece extracted to be like, okay, yep, nope, this is exactly what I need and I need to keep focusing on that. Thank you.
Exactly. You're welcome. And thank you for sharing that because others, again, universally can relate to that. It's like, I'm feeling stressed for time. Okay. And we want to come back to nourishing the things that give us energy-rich living because then we get so much more done and we're so much more effective. So thank you for sharing that, love. Okay, I am coming next to area code. It says 801 last, or no, I started to read my own number. I'm like, wait, no, that's my number. All right. It's area code 603, last four digits, 2332. You are unmuted. It says New Hampshire. If you want to introduce yourself, where you're joining us from, your name, and then what's new and good for you, and then your share.
Hey, Tiffany. My name is Lisa, and I do live in New Hampshire, actually. So 603 is New Hampshire. Can you guys hear me fine?
I can. Hi, Lisa. Welcome from New Hampshire. That's gorgeous this time of year.
Oh, gosh. I hope you've been out here. It is beautiful. It is beautiful. Thank you. So I have been loving so far the readings, the homework we've been doing. My feel good, my great gratitude today is after having read some of The Big Leap, I had just a really happy feeling today. And in the past, I might squelch the happy feeling, say, well, it's not going to last, or, you know, whatever kind of negative talk to kind of get myself back to, you know, my zone of comfort. And I realized, you know, it is good and wonderful, and like I deserve to feel good. And so to let those good feelings just be there. And that is just like a huge growth. And I'm just so grateful to learn that it's wonderful to feel good, which I know seems so silly, but anyway,
nope.
I guess the permission to feel good, right?
Yes.
So
you're more of your better self when you feel good, right? Like we're tuned into that, where it's like I'm more of my highest self, my God or goddess self. I'm more, when I prioritize, this is a conversation that I was having with a different group and some individuals on Monday, as they were talking about, is it spiritual to really prioritize self-care? Because some people have fear around that. Like, not everyone does, but some people, it's like, ooh, is that selfish? But ironically, when you feel better, I think you're in your higher self. And when you feel better, you have more energy and you're more bright. I'm more likely, when I feel good, I show up better. And so I love that you're making that connection too, and maybe perhaps that permission, but that you're your better self when you feel better. Right, like you heard it in Angie's voice that was just sharing right before you too, from Arkansas, saying, hey, you know what, gosh, with kids, with work, with life, when I'm taking time for me, I actually, there's so much more that's happening for the positive.
Absolutely. Yes, thank you. Just all really good stuff. And I'm glad that we're giving ourselves permission to feel better, because I do agree, once we feel better, we show up in a whole different way and are able to, you know, give greater love to the world and, well, to ourselves and to our families that are nearby, but also to other people too. So it just is it's a spreading of that love and joy. So I love that. So let me tell you what's up for me. I have has been a side hustle in the past, but I'm more committed to making it like my full-time hustle, I guess. A good way of putting it. I have a health coaching business, and was working at it in the winter and spring. Some things came up, some disappointments with myself and with some others, and I sort of let it slide through the summer months, enjoyed playing with my kids, and I had kind of almost wondering whether I should abandon it because I have some limiting beliefs, you know, that I'm letting kind of run my story, but have been since remotivated to, you know, really go the distance, partly because of who I can become during that process. So my question is, you know, there's some people I've met, some clients, people who have, you know, it's essential oils, so bought essential oils, or who I've met through, you know, through those avenues, that I've kind of just let, like, slide in the last few months. And I feel really guilty about that. And wondering, is it salesy? Is it pushy? Is it fake, right, to reach back out to them now that I'm back, you know, where I want to be and back helping? And, you know, I try really hard not to feel like I'm a salesy person, but obviously I'm selling stuff, right? But my intention and my purpose inside, I hope, comes across of wanting to be a servant, someone who is helping people feel better in a more natural way. And so that's my intention, but I worry about what people think, but I don't want it to, is it pushy or wrong to go back and connect again? I don't think it is, but I want to make sure that I'm on the right track here, I guess.
I'm just giving you a big squeeze. And then I'm like, okay, I'm giving you a big squeeze, but I'm also in coach mode. And I'm like, okay, girl, we're going to work on this for a minute. Do you believe in the products that you represent?
I do. Yes, absolutely.
Do you believe that they add value to people's lives, their physical health, their emotional health, their wellness, stress, sleep, anxiety, digestion, you name it, but do you truly believe that your products help people be healthier and happier?
I do. I think sometimes I worry about that because my whole life, I'm a very traditional medicine family, so that's been my background, very heavily in traditional medicine, so I'm kind of on the outlier of this. So I think sometimes I falter, but then when I go to things like convention, I'm a big science person. That's really what got me hooked on oils, mm-hmm. is understanding the science. So when I read the science and all the things that are, like, scientific, mm-hmm. provable, then mm-hmm. absolutely mm-hmm. I do. Plus when I see my own evidence in my life, yes, but sometimes I do
right.
really falter a little bit.
Right. And the question isn't, are they the end-all, be-all, the only way? Of course not. But they are a solid tool in the toolbox that help people be healthier, their wellness, their happiness, their system, right? And there's lots of different influences for helping someone be healthy. A combination of integrative medicine, right, from traditional mm-hmm. to Eastern to, natural to all of it is it's like, yeah, let's use all the tools. And so, but a lot of it, and glad you elaborated to that, if you come from a family with a lot of traditional, so it's, again, you're feeling like, ooh, do I fit in? Does the tribe love and accept me? Because what I hear you really asking is so much concerned about how other people perceive you. You come back to your genuine heart. You reach out and connect with people. You're connecting. You're not selling. Connection creates clients, which creates cash. Because all of you are in the people business, no matter what you're selling, no matter what you're a part of. But it's choosing to nourish those connections and absolutely reach back out to them. You reach out without attachment, but you reach out with intention. Write that down. So the intention is, I want to show up and connect, serve them. And yes, you might ask a question or two. How have you been feeling? Or are you still using your oils? Or what are your favorite oils? Or what oils maybe in your kit have you not even opened yet? That's a very intentional questioning, by the way, that I've created for that particular group. But I just invite you to become conscious, like, hey, how are you? I've been thinking about you, whether you call them, you text them, you email them. But all of you, part of growing your business comes from connecting with more people. And there's different ways we create those connections. Sometimes we gather them on a webinar. Sometimes it's one-on-one over coffee in person. Sometimes it's a retreat. Sometimes it's a networking event. But all of you, if you're saying, I'm ready to grow my business, on week 4, we do a deep dive onto this, but it's already here. I'm asking you, as you noticed in your assignment email, one of your assignments is already plugging you into, I want you to start nourishing at least 5 relationships a week. And that can be, again, 5 texts, that can be some handwritten notes, that can be coffee date, that can be phone calls. But you just call and connect. I don't call them sales calls, Lisa. That's helped me reframe it, is I call them connection calls. You just reach out. Hey, how are you? Been thinking about you. Yeah, good. And life and kids, or this has been up, or, oh, wow, good. And they may bring it up to you. Well, how are you, and what are you up to? But you can absolutely ask. I'm just curious. Keep in mind, you can ask any question you want. All of you write this down for me in your notes. When you lead out with that bridge of I'm just curious, you might say, I'm just curious, how have you been feeling and your own health? And, I really love this certain oil. Or this certain product that's helped me, I've been diffusing it or taking it internally, it's been helping boost my immunity. If you're open to it, I'd be happy to send you a sample. I don't know if these are people who are already customers or you're just nourishing to become a customer. But love, the point is that you show up. And that's a genuine offering. It's not about, hey, I'm calling to see, are you ready to buy something from me? No, you're calling to connect. And that connection through questions then can lead to more conversion naturally. Organically, but it's intentional, right? All of you were gifted. Part of your sign up is the Sales Mastery Kit. On week 8, we do a deep dive, but I think if you're ready for sales training right now, which I'd highly recommend, maybe you add to your assignment list, listen to disc 3 in the Sales Mastery Kit. It teaches you about the 5 gates, which we'll be doing live on week 8. But if you're ready, go there now about learning to ask certain questions so you are intentional. Right? And that you show up in that way. But this, for me, what I hear more than anything, it's less about having the perfect script and the perfect question, but it's helping you cross the bridge once again of, gosh, are they going to like me? How am I being perceived? You can't control that. You only control how you show up. And you know, hey, I'm here to serve. And if I make a sale, awesome. Win for them, win for you. Because you know that, guess what? If they have those products in their hands, they're going to increase their health and wellness, their happiness, their tools, right? And then all a sale is an exchange of value. You're providing value, you receive value. You signed up for this course, that's a sale. And I have absolute confidence that was a phenomenal choice for you because the growth that exists in this experience is going to better your life. Now, sometimes people, they might buy some oils and never open them. Some people literally at times have bought Success Academy and don't attend one session. That's on them. But it may be at some point down the road they do open the oils. And they go, oh, I'm going to try those out finally. Or some people, they come back to the recordings of this course and they say, oh, you can't control how they respond. You only control how you show up. And we care more about making an impact than we care about being liked. And some of you, you're twisting yourselves into pretzels trying to get everyone to like you. Are you okay with me? Are you okay with me? Can I say this? Can I do this? Can I be that? More importantly is, do you like you? Is the question every one of you, I hope, are asking is, do I like me? Do I show up for me? Do I believe in me? Because at some point, these questions, there will be a question at some point in this course, if not multiple times, about maybe someone else doesn't show up for you. Your spouse maybe doesn't support you the way you'd like, or your mom or your dad or your siblings, or you're not as this, you're not that. And I have all the tenderness for that very intimately. Right? I have all the tenderness for that. More than you all probably know that I'm living in lifetime with some dynamics at play. But the reality of that for myself is like, but do I like me? Do I show up for me? Do I believe in me? Versus do they? And I care about making an impact. So even though, like I was sharing with whoever it was earlier on today's session, is I have been teased about the work that I'm up to in the world. Like some people that would call me friend or family, and it's like, oh, and their opinion and this and that. But I've had to be an ownership of who I am. And ironically, some of those same people that may have teased me at one point in a different season of life were like, hey, could you help me with? Or could you do this? Or could you do that? But we make it less about a popularity contest and we make it about purpose. I'm on purpose, clearly. And you helping others, when any one of you, you're in service, you're in purpose. So whether you're a real estate agent, essential oils, gut health products, you're in beauty, organization, design, house cleaning, you're in the business of other people, in the business of service. What anyone else thinks, right? It's like, oh, I'm on purpose. So anyway, I feel this passion about this, but I want to tune back into you. How does that land for you?
So there are a couple of great little nuggets that you shared there. I think as I think about, you know, putting myself in a situation where I'm calling someone or talking to someone, I think it comes back to, how do I feel about me? Am I feeling genuine in this encounter? Am I coming from a place of genuine caring for myself and caring for someone else? And I think that is probably where the heart of it lies. So I'll do some work on that. Thank you.
Right. But I also, are you a potentially a perfectionist?
Oh, gosh, you got it.
Yeah. I thought it because I got it, right? I'm a recovering perfectionist. But I hear even in that, it's like, honey, you don't have, because then I hear you saying, well, how would I know if I'm genuine enough? Is it okay for me to have desires and wants? I also want you, like we were talking with Michelle out of the gate about those money books. I highly encourage you to read the book, The Science of Getting Rich, because it's one of the best books I know about receiving, and it's okay for you to receive. And not only okay, it's like in the God vibe. Right? It's in the spiritual sense, but it's like, am I genuine enough? Not about perfect. It's about, yes, the intention is, I don't have to re-decide every time I make a phone call. You just decide today. I feel your heart, what you choose in is, do I have a genuine desire to help people? The answer, yes. Yes, I believe so. Or you wouldn't even be asking this kind of a question. But it's just being aware that it's about, hey, I genuinely want to help people grow. I help a lot of coaches launch their own platform, help coaches, life coaches, business coaches, and help them grow their coaching platform. And sometimes they can have this thing, what we call imposter syndrome, come up. Mm-hmm. Well, do I have to be perfect on what I'm coaching to coach anyone else? No. Committed, yes. Practicing, yes. Perfect doesn't exist. What matters is like I'm not perfect at any of the things I'm going to coach y'all with. But am I in the trenches and am I doing the work? I am. And I know the principles work. I'm still an imperfect human, but I'm in a space where I'm practicing. And that's more than enough. And so I just am giving you permission with that too, sweetheart, to take a deep breath or two. It's like, hey, I don't have to re-decide. Yes, sometimes I have practices like prayer, like my purpose defined and clarity things that help anchor me back to I'm going to show up and serve. And that's what matters. I'm so glad you're here. You're in the right space at the right time for you.
Oh, thanks. Thank you.
Keep
so
breathing.
Much. I really
stay open.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And nourish at least 5 relationships this week. Right, between now and Monday, whether again there's a card, a text, a call, a reach out, is that you're just nourishing and connecting and asking for more intentional ask questions. Again, disc 3 on that self mastery kit that you all received in your registration email. If you want to jump into that, go right to disc 3. We'll help serve and support you. We will go deep on that in our time together too. But it's not about ever having to quote sell anyone anything. We just show up with, we nourish others. Secondly, we develop really good questions. And people sell themselves into our products or services when it's in alignment because they're simply answering the questions and they lead themselves in that. So I'm so glad you asked this question too. Thank you for sharing that. All right, everyone. Hopefully that was like the fastest hour of the week. Hopefully you can see what I was sharing out of the gate is the magic of these sessions and how each one of those shares. So thank you for those of you that were sharing. If you have a question or that a question pops up after our session, but if you had a question you didn't ask, by all means, bring it to our Facebook group. I want you to be there, be present there. Would love for you to get connected to that as well. But I hope you saw what I was talking about, the universal themes of, yeah, I need to look, is my money relationship in friendship? And where's the vibration? Where are my thoughts about that? And where am I at with overwhelm and time management and my own energy over time? And what about my own beliefs and what other people think of me and reaching out and connecting and my social media and how I'm showing up there? Can you see how all of that, that richness, every one of us, myself included, is like, yes, I'm so glad I was here, but I got to hear that. This session will be uploaded to our membership site. You'll have access to it within the next hour. And you'll have access to it for a lifetime. All 16 sessions for these 8 weeks will be recorded and in that for you to have lifetime access to. Remember, we have our Zoom meet and greet call tomorrow. I'll see you there live, bright and early on, well, it's not that early, but I'll be bright and there at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard and whatever time zone that converts to you. If you can join us for all of that or part of it, I hope to see you there, that we can pop in and see some of your faces on lifetime camera. If I can serve or support you with anything else, feel free to let me know. And if you haven't yet, again, asked for an accountability buddy, I invite you to do that. Heather@TiffanySpeaks.com is great for you to get connected to. If you, any of you are thinking, gosh, there's a friend or someone in my team I so wish was in this coaching course. We have people, literally someone that just signed up this morning. It's very common that we have a good handful of people join us in week one. So if there's anyone in your life or your world that you're thinking, they really need this right now, and you've been thinking about that, by all means, feel free to reach out to them and share with them. The sign-up link is coachwithtiffany.com. If they have questions, you can refer them to my team, or they can reach out to me. I'm on my own DMs and Instagram and on Facebook, so they can do that. But they can definitely, they would just catch up on the two-hour recording so they were in present time if they wanted to join us. After about 10 days in, I think, now wait till our next one. But within the first 10 days, 2 weeks at most of our getting started, people can jump in and get going. So if that's up for you or you've got that thought, feel free to act on it. I'm wishing you an incredible rest of your day. Enjoy your self-care habits, your mirror work, your joy listing, your morning ritual, your nourishing of you. And I'll see you guys back here on Zoom tomorrow. Again, you'll get that link in your email first thing in the morning. Thanks, everyone. Have a great rest of your day.